This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. For the second time in 2 years, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act has cleared the House of Representatives and is now moving on to the Senate for their consideration. Co-sponsor Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse says the bill should bring some much-needed streamlining to our guest worker visa program.
Making it easier to use, less of a bureaucratic nightmare. You know, a farmer has to go through three separate federal agencies currently if they want to utilize H-2A, so we're streamlining that.
Newhouse says it should simplify the process for workers, too.
Dealing with the current workforce, providing workers an opportunity to get right with the law, I think that's huge, too. So it's hard to say just one thing. I think this accomplishes a lot of good things.
And Newhouse says some senators are already on board.
I don't know if it was tweeted out or sent out. There was a press release by Senators Bennett from Colorado and Senator Crapo from Idaho congratulating the House for passage of the bill and saying good things and that they were anxious to begin work in the Senate. So that's a great sign, I think.
Newhouse says he's optimistic.
I'm just excited that, you know, we've gotten it this far. There's a group of senators waiting to receive it and begin working on it. And I think that's a really good step.
Newhouse says the Senate should begin their work on the Farm Workforce Modernization Act very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.